So you've likely spotted a skink, those cool blue-tailed little brown lizards that scurry around your garden, or maybe a little black salamander, the one with the white spots that are way slimy. But chances are you've never seen an Ozark hellbender, and if you did, you'd know it. Kelly Irwin is herpetologist with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
The Ozark hellbender is an amphibian. It's a salamander with four legs and a tail. It's fully aquatic. They live in clear, fast-flowing streams, reaching lengths up to 20 to 22 inches on average. Very flattened body form and generally sort of a dark brown color with large black blotches, and they feed on crayfish primarily.
We're talking a two-foot-long amphibian with really wrinkly gray skin that loves the water and is slithering towards extinction. That's why the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed to protect the Ozark hellbender as endangered under the Federal Endangered Species Act. And one of the reasons is the White River chain of lake impoundments, designed to prevent flooding, has impaired free-flowing streams in its historic habitat. So now remnant populations exist in Arkansas in the Spring River flowing from Missouri and the 11 Point River.
Those are hellbenders used to occur in both the Spring River and the 11 Point River, but the Spring River population is what I consider now to be functionally extinct, mainly due, I think, to habitat degradation. And our sole remaining population is found in the 11 Point River. And Ozark hellbenders need large flat rocks in fairly fast-flowing waters on clean gravel substrates or rocky substrates. And they hide out under these large rocks by day and become active at dusk and into the nighttime is their biggest peak of activity. When they come out to forage for crayfish, and will also feed on small fish and earthworms and other crustaceans.
Back in the day, you could spot lots of hellbenders in the Spring River, Irwin says, along cliff faces and rocky areas. You can still dive to see them in deeper waters on the 11 Point.
You actually have to dive, use scuba gear to access those populations, and it's very difficult and time-consuming and they're hard to get to, basically, because you have to dive underwater and get grab a hold of these very large flat rocks, or sometimes much more awkwardly shaped rocks that weigh anywhere from 200 pounds or more, and turn them and then find the animals under those.
The hellbender has declined due to habitat loss, also resulting from ore and gravel mining, sedimentation, fertilizer and chemical runoff, and nest site disturbance by river recreationists.
The Ozark hellbender has been placed has been a candidate species for listing under the Endangered Species Act since 2001. But since then, and over the past decade, researchers both in Missouri and here in Arkansas, my work in the single population on the 11 Point, have shown that the populations have declined. Well, for example, the Spring River population has basically become functionally extinct just in the past decade. Because of this, the presence of emerging amphibian diseases as part of the global amphibian decline that many people have heard about over the past 10 years. This chytridiomycosis is a fungal disease, also short name is chytrid fungal disease, has been detected. We've detected the presence of this pathogen in our hellbender populations. They also have shown that they also suffering from flesh-eating bacteria that are eating away the toes and feet of these animals. And population numbers based on our long-term survey data over the past 15 to 25 years, too, have shown precipitous declines in their populations, both in Missouri and Arkansas.
Irwin says he's not clear which chemical contaminants are culprit, but silt is a major problem.
Don't have any firm data on chemical contaminants at this stage, at least in the Arkansas populations. But obviously sediments is a major factor, of which I did not previously mention, because of human activities along the watersheds that these animals have occurred in historically. In the Ozarks, they have thin rocky soils, and once the forest has been cleared, heavy rains come and flush in lots of fine sediments, so clay and silt-sized particles, and then lots of gravels get flushed in out of the little feeder streams. And what all these sediments do then, and I've had this happen on two of my sites here in Arkansas in the past 2 years, where I'd formerly found animals, thanks to the high water of the last couple of years, these two previously known sites have been covered in fine silt sediments, and I was not able to find any animals on those sites. So sediments accelerate the loss of habitat problem for these animals.
Hellbenders swirl through the water with their large tails and flat bodies and thrive in fast-flowing streams with lots of dissolved oxygen, which Kelly Irwin says they absorb through their skin. So the silt and phosphorus pollution is choking them. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says only 600 hellbenders remain in the White River system in southern Missouri and northern Arkansas. But Kelly Irwin says getting a tail count is really difficult. He does agree with the estimates that the hellbender population has declined by 75% over the past 25 years.
It's very hard to arrive at a firm guesstimate on our total populations, both in Missouri and Arkansas, because I would venture a guess. I only average about 40 animals in my survey in Arkansas every year. Of course, as the hellbender goes, I think is a good sort of canary in a coal mine, as the other aquatic species, you know, in our rivers and streams goes.
Hard enough getting census records on humans, let alone elusive aquatic salamanders. So what about that name?
The name of the salamander, that's been proposed that there's no firm source, but that's been suggested that the name hellbender was originally came from the animals as they were first observed in eastern United States, where the eastern hellbender subspecies ranges, that somebody saw that this ugly, grotesque animal was from hell and it was bent upon its return. So why they gave it, I don't find it to be an appealing moniker, that's for sure. And I think a North American giant salamander would be more user-friendly, if you will.
And if not preserved and restored, the North American giant salamander, nicknamed the Ozark hellbender, could be extinct in 20 years. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.